Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I have a reservation for tonight, but I can't remember my confirmation number.
No problem. What's your name?
It's Martin Harris.
Okay, here it is. You'll be staying with us for 3 nights. Okay, here's your room key. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes. Where are the vending machines? I'm a bit hungry.
There's a snack machine down this hall to the right.
Great. I can stop there on the way to my room.
Number 32. Where are the speakers? Number 33. What does the woman ask the man for? Number 34. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hamilton Properties, this is the manager's office. How can I help you?
Hi, I live in apartment 4C. I need someone to come check my air conditioning unit.
Okay, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it was working yesterday, but today it won't turn on. It's starting to get hot inside the apartment.
I'll send a technician out. What's your phone number so he can call to let you know when he'll be there?
It's 555-0124.
All right. Someone will call you shortly.
Number 35. Who most likely is the man? Number 36. What problem does the woman have? Number 37. What information does the man ask for? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Germaine. We've been producing a lot of sports beverages here at the factory lately, and our supply of bottles will only last another month or so. Can you place an order for another shipment of bottles?
Sure. But should I use the same supplier as last time?
That depends on whether they can give us a lower price on future orders. Could you negotiate the price with them?
Good idea. I'll call the supplier and see what they say.
Number 38. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 39. According to the woman, what does a decision depend on? Number 40. What does the man say he will do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Edwin, you've been a tour guide with our company for 6 months now. How's it going?
Great. I really love this job. It's given me a chance to learn about the history of the city. I have a lot more knowledge now about the places we visit.
That's good. And I've heard customers say your tours are very interesting. So I was wondering if you'd like to increase your hours. Would you be interested in working a couple of extra shifts each week?
Yes, I'd like that a lot. I could work on weekends if you need me.
Number 41. What is the man's job? Number 42. What does the man say he likes about the job? Number 43. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Stern, I have an idea for our newspaper's upcoming edition. A lot of farmers' markets in this region open during the summer months, so I'd like to write a short piece about them.
That would work well. Are you planning to interview the vendors who are selling produce? We've received a lot of positive feedback from our readers when we print stories about local business owners.
That's a good idea, but I'll need to find a photographer to accompany me this weekend.
I don't think Elena has any assignments.
Great. I'll speak with her now.
Number 44. What will be the topic of the woman's article? Number 45. What does the man ask the woman about? Number 46. What does the man mean when he says,
I don't think Elena has any assignments.
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Anita, congratulations on publishing your book about fundraising for nonprofit organizations.
Thanks. I couldn't have done it without the input from everyone here at the Society for Wildlife Preservation.
If it's possible, I'd really like you to give a talk on your book to the staff. I think it'd really motivate everyone to think creatively about how we can attract more donors to help our cause.
Sure, I can do that. But it'll have to wait until next month because I'm attending that convention on protecting the rainforest.
Number 47. Why does the man congratulate the woman? Number 48. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 49. Where does the woman say she will be going? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Ms. Lombardo, let me introduce you to my coworker, Tom. He'll be helping me with the designs for your remodeling project. We're here today to see the space and listen to your ideas.
Thank you both for coming. It's nice to meet you, Tom. Now, I'd like to talk about what's available for flooring first.
Sure. There are some great laminate flooring options. They're fairly inexpensive and very durable.
Yes, that's right. Tom, why don't you show her the flooring section of the catalog?
Number 50. Who most likely are the men? Number 51. What does the woman want to discuss first? Number 52. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Amir, can you help me? I'm trying to set up the conference room projector for a workshop I'm giving at 2 o'clock.
Sure. What's the problem?
Well, I'm having trouble connecting the projector to my laptop. My laptop cable isn't compatible with the projector.
Did the company just issue you a new laptop?
Yes, last week.
Our new work laptops require a different cable. It should be in the box they gave you when they delivered your laptop. You should go look in your office.
Thanks so much. I'll do that now.
Number 53. What is the woman planning to do at 2 o'clock? Number 54. What problem is the woman having? Number 55. What does the man tell the woman to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Satoshi, Louisa from the gardening center is here to look at our outdoor seating area.
Hi, Louisa. The patio's here on the north side of the cafe, so it doesn't get much direct sunlight. But I'd like to have as many plants as possible to create a comfortable space for our customers to enjoy their coffee.
Well, there are quite a few species of potted plants that will thrive in that space with indirect sunlight. You should come by the garden center tomorrow to see them.
Would you mind emailing me some photos instead? Some tables are being delivered tomorrow, so I'll need to stay here all day.
Number 56. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 57. What does Louisa suggest that the man do? Number 58. What does the man ask Louisa for? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Do you know Bob, the new hire? Well, he submitted his first quarterly sales report yesterday. I just finished analyzing it, and it looks like the electronic items, especially laptops, are underperforming in our Region 1 stores.
That doesn't sound good.
No, but the report concluded that the company should still focus on selling electronics because the profit margin on these items is a lot higher.
That makes sense. I think Bob should do a presentation for the sales department about his report.
He's never done that before. I could present the report.
No, it's a good experience for a new employee. I'll organize a meeting with the sales department next week.
Number 59. What problem does the woman mention? Number 60. Why does the woman say,
"He's never done that before"?
Number 61. What does the man say he will do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and receipt.
Excuse me, I was here in your store yesterday and I need to return this item.
Okay, are there any problems with it?
Yes, when I got home, I went to put it away and realized that there's a large stain right here. See?
I'm sorry about that. Okay, so it looks like you spent $32 on the item.
Right. And I used my credit card for the purchase.
Well, I can certainly refund the amount to your credit card. Would you like me to do that?
That sounds good.
Number 62. Why does the man want to return an item? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which item does the man want to return? Number 64. What does the woman offer to do for the man? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Joe's Pizza House, what would you like to order?
Hi, Joe. It's Vanessa. I'm on Mill Street by the bus stop right now. I'm almost finished delivering the food orders, but this last one doesn't have an address on it.
No address. Is there a name?
It's Dan Smith.
Okay, let me look that up. The Smith order needs to be delivered to the Hazelton Apartment Building, apartment 12.
Oh, yes, on Durham Road, directly across from the park. Thanks.
Number 65. Who most likely is the woman? Number 66. What problem does the woman mention? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Where will the woman go next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and departure board.
Hi, Mario. I'm calling with some bad news. My flight was supposed to leave for Madrid at 11 o'clock, but it's been delayed.
Oh, no. I was expecting you to be here in time to meet with a potential client. You're supposed to be presenting the new fabrics our company is making this year.
Well, the delay's less than an hour, so I still might get there in time.
Maybe, but I'm going to reschedule for tomorrow morning. The potential client is a clothing designer, and we could bring in a lot of money if she agrees to buy our fabrics for use in her spring line.
Number 68. Look at the graphic. What is the status of the woman's flight? Number 69. What kind of company do the speakers work for? Number 70. What does the man say he is going to do?